gbogbo ọdíjú wa.
Within the next few minutes,
láàrin ìṣẹ́jú díẹ̀,
the power of God will move from person to person.
Agbára Ọlọ́run yóò máa lọ látọ̀dọ̀ ẹnìkan sí ẹnìkejì.
And for many who are here today,
fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ tó sì ń bẹ níbí lónìí,
today will be a reference point for great things for you. For mark these words by the Holy Ghost.
Nítorí àkíyèsí ọ̀rọ̀ yìí nípa ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
Today, long standing yoke shall be broken. You will find your seat that was lost. And that power gunning for your fall.
Àwọn agbára tó sì ń wá ìṣubú rẹ̀
shall fall flat. Every decay that has been introduced.
Gbogbo jíjẹrà tó ti wọnú ilé.
Into any aspect of your life.
Nínú agbègbè yòówù láyé rẹ̀.
Shall receive decay here today. Every disgrace assigned against you shall be disgraced. Then your lost benefits.
Àwọn àǹfààní rẹ̀ tó ti pàdánù.
Shall be mysteriously replaced. And everyone here who is not buried under any curse.
No
matter how strong the curse may be, that curse shall be broken. You see now, the miracles are already started. That's right. Somebody lost an organ in the body.
Ẹsọ̀rọ̀ ló di ohun tí òṣìṣẹ́ náà.
The new organ has come into position now.
Ara tuntun ti wá ní ìrẹ̀ báyìí.
And so woman that came out with kidney problems.
Arábìnrin kan wà ní tó wá pẹ̀lú ìṣòro ẹ̀dọ̀fóró.
You can feel heat in the size of your body now.
Ní àwọn ẹ̀gbẹ́ rẹ báyìí ó rí pé ooru ń mú bẹ̀.
Because a new set of kidney has been put there to replace the one that
has been lost. Ìṣòro tuntun ti pààrọ̀ èyí tó wà nígbà tẹ́lẹ̀.
That's right.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oshio Jesu.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oshio
thank you, Jesus.
Oshio Jesu.
Something is disappearing from somebody's neck. Something is disappearing from somebody's hand. Something is disappearing from the hand. That's right.
Benny.
Aha.
Benny.
There's a sister here. Into this inner fire, it's as if they set your inside ablaze.
Everywhere
where the power of God is coming upon you, and the yoke of that decay is broken completely. There are people here today. You brought your hospital reports. I have news for you. Those clinical prophecies have been cancelled. That's right. And someone here, actually you stole into this meeting. You didn't want your husband to know. The Lord said I should tell you that your case has received special attention to
you.
That's right. That's right.
Benny.
And that woman that went to native doctor just last week.
Arábìnrin tó sì lọ sọ́dọ̀ babaláwo lọ́sẹ̀ tó kọjá.
You have just gone to waste your time.
Ó kàn lọ fọ àkókò rẹ ṣòfò ni.
What you want to waste time and money for?
Ohun tó lọ fọ owó àti àkókò ṣòfò lé lónìí.
The Lord has just addressed it now.
Olùwàṣẹ̀ tó ní kó báyìí.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ìṣeun Jésù.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ìṣeun Jésù.
And it's a woman here.
Arábìnrin kan wà ní.
You have been going through terrible battles.
O ti ń la àwọn ogun tó burú jáì kọjá.
But the Lord said I should tell you.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni wà ní ìwé fún ọ.
You should get ready for your testimony. That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
Ìṣeun Jésù.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ìṣeun Jésù.
Ìṣeun Jésù. Thank you, Jesus.
Ìṣeun Jésù.
Amen. There's one prayer I want you to pray before you sit down for just a few minutes. Anywhere this prayer is prayed, there are always outstanding testimonies. Raise your voice like fire and like thunder. Say this loud and clear. That's happening already. Thank you, Jesus. That evil hand laid upon your womb has just been taken out. That's right. And arrows fired into your life by the strange woman has come back to the center of the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this time. We give you praise. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for what you have already done. We thank you for what you are doing now. And we thank you for what you shall continue to do. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. It is written, the only walk in the flesh, the woman to walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but the mighty through God, to the pulling down stronghold, casting down every imagination and every item that exhausts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing it into captivity. Out of the obedience of Christ. Every stronghold presented here today, we bring them down in the name of Jesus. We pull them down. Does not want to give you peace. Any power that is challenging God in your life, bury them now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's a strange case, sir, beloved.
All right, you go on, anybody.
The two breasts of somebody is as turgid as dry bread. Touch them now. The healing hand of God has come upon that. And the evil plantation there has been uprooted. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sister. That enemy that has been sitting on your visa, sitting on your passport, so that you cannot join your husband, has just been uprooted. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And somebody at the back there. Anytime you pray about your troubles, you always see a particular face. Within the next 2 hours, if that strong man does not release you, that strong man shall be dead within 24 hours. Thank you, Jesus. And those powers
àwọn agbára wọn ni.
But I've been saying over there, dead bodies will get married.
Wọ́n wí pé lójú àmì wọn kọ́ ni ó ti ṣègbéyàwó.
They shall die today. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you.
Baba dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ yín.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
The louder, amen. Can you turn to two persons and say, God is going to bless you now?
Ẹ̀jú sí ẹni méjì kó kú, Ọlọ́run yóò kò kú rẹ nísinsìnyí.
Can you turn to three persons and say,
kọjú sí ẹni mẹ́ta kó wí pé,
your position shall become your testimony.
Àtakò rẹ yóò di ìjẹ́rìí fún ẹ.
Name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ Jésù.
Amen.
Ami.
Now I want you to go to seven persons.
Wọ́n fẹ́ kó lọ sọ́dọ̀ ẹni méje.
So any power. Agbára kágbára. That wants you to die.
Tó fẹ́ kó kú.
Shall die in your place.
Yóò kú ipò rẹ.
In the name of Jesus.
Kẹ̀jẹ́.
Say to seven persons.
Ṣé ẹ̀fọ́ ẹni méje?
Let's have a seat. God bless you.
Ẹjẹ́ ká jókòó, Ọlọ́run yóò bùkún wa.
This brief talk.
Ọ̀rọ̀ ṣókí yìí.
And the prayers we are going to start praying very soon.
Àti àwọn àdúrà tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbà láìpẹ́ yìí.
It's titled Woman.
Àkórí rẹ̀ ni obìnrin.
Lose thyself.
Tú ara rẹ̀ sílẹ̀.
What did I say?
Kí ni mo wú?
Turn to three persons and say the same thing.
Kọjú sẹ́ni mẹ́ta kó o wúlò.
Amen.
Ami.
Aha. I want you to know.
N fẹ́ ká ẹ mọ̀.
That there are powers that are bent on stopping women.
Pé àwọn agbára kan bẹ tí wọ́n múra sí pé àfi káwọn dá obìnrin dúró.
You may believe it, you may not believe it.
Ó bá wọ ọkọ gbàgbọ́, ó bá wọ ọkọ má gbàgbọ́.
There are powers that are bent on stopping the destiny of women.
Àwọn agbára kan wà tí wọ́n fẹ́ dá àyànmọ́ obìnrin dúró.
And you have to stop them before they stop you.
O sì ń láti dá wọn dúró kí wọ́n tó dá ọ dúró ni.
And the only way to stop them permanently is what we are doing here.
Ó ń kọṣo tí ó fi lè dá wọn dúró pátápátá. Olo tá à ń ṣe nìyí.
If you try magic the day you find somebody who can do a better magic, you are in trouble.
O bá lo oògùn ọjọ́ tó o bá tún rí ẹni tó gùn tirẹ̀ ju tirẹ̀ lọ wàhálà dé nìyẹn.
You try lighting candles the day you find somebody who can light black candles, you are in trouble.
O bá wá dá àbẹ́là ló fẹ́ tàn ọjọ́ tó o bá tún rìnà kó ẹni tó mú àbẹ́là dúdú ń tàn wàhálà dé.
But if you know how to pray.
Ṣùgbọ́n bó o bá mọ bí a ti ń gba àdúrà.
Prayer is a weapon the enemy has no answer to.
Àdúrà jẹ́ ohun ìjà tí ọ̀tá ò ní ẹ̀rọ fún.
So if you don't stop these forces.
Bí o bá dá àwọn agbára wọ̀nyí dúró.
They will stop you.
Àwọn á dá ọ dúró.
And I pray that they will not stop you in Jesus' name.
Mo ti gbàdúrà pé wọn ò ní dá ọ dúró lórúkọ Jésù.
Turn to three persons and stop them before they stop you.
Kọjú sí ẹni mẹ́ta pé dá dúró kó tó dá dúró.
Isaiah chapter 52.
Isaiah orí kejìléláàádọ́ta.
Verse 2.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì.
Isaiah 52:2.
Isaiah orí kejìléláàádọ́ta. Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì.
Isaiah 52:2.
Isaiah orí kejìléláàádọ́ta. Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì.
Waiting for you to get there.
Mo ń dúró dè yín kẹ́ ẹ ṣí bẹ́ẹ̀ ni o.
If you are there, just say praise God.
Ẹni máa ti ṣí ikú wípé kí hallelujah.
Okay. He said, shake thyself from the dust.
Gbọ́ ekuru kúrò ní ara rẹ.
The enemy has put so much dust on so many women.
Ọ̀tá ti bu ekuru le opolopo obirin lori.
Today you have to shake off the dust.
Lori o lati gbe kuro kuro.
And put the dust back on whoever puts it on you.
Go ti da kuro le eni to da kuro ohun le olori.
Shake thyself from the dust, he says.
Ba kuro kuro ni ara re.
Arise and sit down.
Dede joko
o Jerusalem.
Iwo Jerusalem.
Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck.
Oja kuro ni orun re.
O captive daughter of Zion.
Iwo onde omobirin Sioni.
O captive daughter of Zion.
Iwo onde omobirin
Sioni. Loose thyself from the bands on thy neck.
Ki oja kuro ni orun re.
O captive daughter of Zion.
Iwo onde omobirin Sioni.
Woman, loose thyself.
Obirin, tura re sile.
There are a few facts I need to tell you very quickly.
Awon kokoro ro lati won lati yara so fun yin.
About the battle women face.
Nipa awon ogun to birin dojuko.
Our mother in the Lord has shared so much with you here.
Iyawo ninu Olorun awon ti ba yin so oro pupo nibi yin.
Let me add on a bit to what she has said to you.
Ye fi di ekun awon ti won ti so.
The first hard fact is that the devil hates women with perfect hatred.
Kokoro akoko e to le ni pe esu ko ri obirin lopo lopo.
He hates women with perfect hatred.
O korira obirin lakotan.
And is all out to devour, to destroy.
O si ti jade tan lati finije, lati panirun.
To steal, to kill and to destroy.
Lati ji, lati pa, ati lati run.
Two.
Ikeji.
Any woman who is befriending the devil.
Obirin yoru to ba n ba esu sore.
Is digging her own grave.
Iku ara re lo n wa.
Because you are befriending your enemy.
Nítorí ọ̀tá rẹ ló ń bá ṣọ̀rẹ́.
Three.
Ìkẹta.
Any woman playing with sin.
Obìnrin yòówù tó bá ń fi ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ṣeré.
Is digging her own grave too.
Ikú ara rẹ ló ń wá.
And hiding the spade.
Ó sì ó ń gbẹ́ ọ̀fìn tí wọ́n ṣe sí ṣùgbọ́n ó ń fi ọkọ pamọ́.
Because all sinners are friends of Satan.
Nítorí gbogbo àwọn ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ ọ̀rẹ́ ni wọ́n jẹ́ fún Sátani.
Add fact number four.
Kókó ìkẹrin.
A lot of women have married their enemies.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ obìnrin ló ti fẹ́ ọ̀tá wọn.
A lot of people have married in complete ignorance.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ló ti ṣègbéyàwó nínú àìmọ̀ kan pátápátá.
But through the mercy and power of God, your enemy that you have married can be converted to your friend.
Ṣùgbọ́n nípa agbára àti àánú Ọlọ́run, ọ̀tá rẹ tó fẹ́ ni ó lè padà kó di ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ.
Act fact number five.
Kókó ìkarùn.
Agents of darkness.
Àwọn òjíṣẹ́ òkùnkùn.
They are under strict instruction to recruit more women.
Wọ́n ti pa láṣẹ fún wọn pé kí wọ́n fa ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ obìnrin sínú ẹgbẹ́ wọn.
And so when you go to the witchcraft coven, you find a large percentage of women.
Nítorí náà
go to familiar spirit coven, you find a large percentage of women.
Bàbá lọ sí àjọ àwọn àjẹ́ tàbí ẹgbẹ́ àwọn èmèrè, ẹ ó rí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ obìnrin níbẹ̀.
Because they are under instruction to recruit more women.
Nítorí wọ́n ti pàṣẹ fún wọn pé kí wọ́n fa obìnrin púpọ̀ sínú ẹgbẹ́ wọn.
I pray that if there is anyone here.
Mo gbàdúrà pé bí ẹnikẹ́ni bá wà ní.
Whose children have been recruited.
Tí wọ́n ti fa àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀ wẹ́gbẹ́.
Into these kinds of groups.
Àwọn ẹgbẹ́ búburú wà
ní. You see, as even I am speaking now.
Ní bí mo ti ń sọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
In the blood of Jesus,
Jesus.
I command those children to be set free. Let them be set free. Let them be set free. Let them be set free. In the name of Jesus. Act fact number six.
Kókó ìkẹfà.
Bad spirits.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí búburú.
Can go to any length.
Wọ́n lè ṣe ohun tó bá gbà.
To carry out their agenda on women.
Láti rí i pé iṣẹ́ wọn lórí obìnrin.
They can go to any length.
Wọ́n lè ṣe ohunkóhun tó bá gbà.
They can use anybody.
Wọ́n lè lo ẹnikẹ́ni.
Just to get across to them.
Láti fọwọ́ ba obìnrin.
Seven.
Ìkeje.
Satan, since Satan targeted women in the Garden of Eden.
Láti ìgbà tí Sátani ti dojúkọ obìnrin nínú ọgbà Édẹ́nì.
He has not relented.
Kò tí ì dẹ̀rọ rí.
He is still fighting them hard.
Ó yìí ń bá obìnrin jà lékólekóle.
Eight.
Ìkẹjọ.
Spiritually gifted women.
Àwọn obìnrin tó lẹ́bùn tẹ̀mí.
And women of destiny.
Àti àwọn obìnrin tó lánàmọ́.
They have always given Satan nightmares.
Wọ́n máa ń jẹ́ ẹ̀fọ́rí fún Sátani.
From the beginning of the world.
Láti bẹ̀rẹ̀ ìtàn ayé.
So you may be kind of, why is my battle so hard?
Olè lọ wá rí pé kí ní ṣe ogun tèmi le tó yìí.
Why am I being troubled side by side in every side?
Kí ní ṣe tí wọ́n ń yọ mí lẹ́nu ní ìyà gbogbo?
If you have a colorful destiny and you're a woman.
O bá ní àyànmọ́ tó lẹ́wà tó sì jẹ́ obìnrin.
The battle against you will be hard.
Ogun lòdì sí ọ yóò gbóná janjan.
But you are victor in Jesus name.
Máa ṣẹ́gun ní orúkọ Jésù.
Now,
ikẹsan.
Satan agenda for women.
Ètò Sátani fún àwọn obìnrin.
Is to corrupt.
O ní láti kó ìdìbàjẹ́ bá.
To demote.
Láti rẹ̀ sílẹ̀.
To downgrade.
Láti wọ́ nílẹ̀.
To pollute.
Láti kó àdàlù bá.
To disgrace.
Láti fi ṣẹ̀sín.
And to destroy.
Àti láti parun.
That's his agenda.
Ètò rẹ̀ nìyẹn.
10.
Ìkẹwàá.
The enemy knows.
Ọ̀tá mọ̀.
That women are more sensitive to the spiritual realm than men.
Pé àwọn obìnrin máa ń fiyè sí ohun tẹ̀mí ju àwọn ọkùnrin lọ.
So he tries to capture them very very early.
Nítorí náà ó máa ń yára láti tètè mú wọn ní ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀pẹ̀.
11.
Ìkọkànlá.
Today's women.
Obìnrin òní.
They face unique and challenging difficulties which did not exist before.
Wọ́n dojú kọ àwọn ìṣòro àti ìpèníjà àrà ọ̀tọ̀ tí kò sí tẹ́lẹ̀.
There are plenty of things if you said it happened 30 years ago people would say this is crazy.
Pé àwọn nǹkan bá tó pọ̀ báyìí tó bá sọ pé irú rẹ̀ ṣẹlẹ̀ ní ọgbọ̀n ọdún sẹ́yìn wọ́n sọ pé ìsinwígbà ló ọ̀rọ̀ tó ń sọ yìí.
But now those things happen easily.
Ṣùgbọ́n nísinsìnyí gbogbo nǹkan wọ̀nyẹn ń ṣẹlẹ̀
nílọ́run. And it's becoming a very serious matter.
Ó sì di ọ̀rọ̀ ńlá.
30 years ago.
Lọ́gbọ̀n ọdún sẹ́yìn.
We don't have men coming to the street and a man wants to marry a man.
A ò ní àwọn ọkùnrin tó máa ń wá sí gbòòrò tí wọ́n á sì sọ pé àwọn fẹ́ fẹ́ ọkùnrin bíi tiwọn.
There are challenges now.
Ìpèníjà ni wọ́n jẹ́ nísinsìnyí.
12.
Ìkejìlá.
Satan not only hated Eve.
Kìí ṣe pé Sátani kórìíra Éfà nìkan.
He hates all her offspring.
Gbogbo àwọn irúgbìn rẹ̀ ló kórìíra.
So the devil is not only against woman, the devil is against her offspring as well.
Kìí ṣe pé èṣù lòdì sí obìnrin nìkan, ó lòdì sí ọmọ inú rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú.
So the prayer you are praying today, you have to pray for yourself and pray for your children as well.
Nítorí náà àdúrà tó ń gbà lónìí, ó gbàdúrà fún ara rẹ, ó sì gbàdúrà fún àwọn ọmọ rẹ pẹ̀lú.
13.
Ìkọtàlá.
Godly women remain a frustration to Satan.
Àwọn obìnrin tó ní ìwà bí Ọlọ́run wọ́n jẹ́ ìbànújẹ́ fún Sátani.
So the more you frustrate the enemy, the better.
Nítorí náà bó bá ṣe ń ba iná ọ̀tá jẹ́ sí òfin dá.
The more God ní ìrora, the better.
Bó bá ṣe ń jẹ́ ẹni bó níwà bí Ọlọ́run bó ṣe ń dá sí fún ọ sí nìyẹn.
14.
Ìkẹrìnlá.
The less you know about Satan.
Bí ò bá ṣe mọ̀ tó nípa Sátani.
The better he likes.
Náà ni ó ń fẹ́.
The better he likes you.
Sátani yóò máa fẹ́ràn rẹ sí nígbà tó o bá mọ̀
kúkú nípa
rẹ̀. Nígbà tó o bá mọ̀ nípa rẹ̀.
Well, the Bible says we should not be ignorant of his devices.
Ṣùgbọ́n Bíbélì wí pé ká má ṣe jẹ́ aláìmọ̀kan nípa àrékérekè
Sátani. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is.
Gbogbo ènìyàn ló yẹ kó mọ ẹni tí Jésù ń ṣe.
Everybody also ought to know who Satan is.
Gbogbo ènìyàn náà ló yẹ kó mọ ẹni tí Sátani jẹ́.
15.
Ìkarùndínlógún.
Women everywhere.
Àwọn obìnrin níbi gbogbo.
Face battles that threaten to overwhelm them.
Wọ́n máa ń dojú kọ àwọn ìṣòro tó ń fẹ́ gbé wọn mì.
And if they don't know how to fight.
Bí wọ́n bá sì mọ bí wọ́n ṣe jà.
Correctly.
Bó ti tọ́ àti bó ṣe yẹ.
The enemy does the havoc.
Ọ̀tá ṣe wọ́n níbi.
16.
Ìkẹrìndínlógún.
The enemy has used various things.
Ọ̀tá ti lo onírúurú nǹkan
to wage terrible war on women folk.
Láti gbé ogun tó burú jáì ti obìnrin.
The Bible calls a woman a wicked vessel.
Ibele pe obinrin ni ohun elo alailera.
Bible wants to use that against women.
Ìṣùfẹ́ lò yẹn lòdì sí obìnrin.
Women talk a lot more than men.
Obìnrin máa ń sọ̀rọ̀ púpọ̀ ju ọkùnrin lọ.
Bible wants to use that against them.
Ìṣùfẹ́ lò yẹn lòdì sí obìnrin.
Women believe things quite easily.
Obìnrin máa ń yára gba nǹkan gbọ́.
Bible wants to use that against them.
Ìṣùfẹ́ lò yẹn lòdì sí wọn.
Women are more trustworthy.
Àwọn obìnrin máa ń finú
fọ́nà. Everyone should use that against
them. Ìṣùfẹ́ lò yẹn lòdì sí wọn.
So you must now position yourself.
Nítorí náà ń láti fi ra rẹ sí ipò.
To fight back.
Láti bá a jà.
The cares and hardship of life has obstructed the destiny of so many women.
Àwọn èrò náà ti àníyàn yóò ti dí àyànmọ́ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ obìnrin lọ́wọ́.
17.
Ìkẹtàdínlógún.
Most women.
ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ obìnrin
have a raw deal when it comes to marriage.
Ló máa ń nira fún tó bá ti di ọ̀rọ̀ ìgbéyàwó.
The enemy too has launched war against godly marriages.
Ọ̀tá ti gbógun ti ìgbéyàwó nínú Ọlọ́run.
Today that kind of battle shall be silenced in the name of Jesus.
Ó ti sọ pé ogun náà yóò dákẹ́jẹ́ lórúkọ Jésù.
18.
Ìkẹ́jìdínlógún.
Unfortunately, many women are coming to accept stress and harassment as a daily part of their lives.
Ó ṣe ní láàánú pé lónìí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ obìnrin ló ti ń gba àwọ̀ àti ìdààmú pé ó ń láti máa rí bẹ̀ fáwọn
olójoojúmọ́. Part of it is not in the calendar, but it is.
Kò sí ohun táwọn lè ṣe sí bó ṣe máa rí náà nìyẹn.
Finally.
Ètò kẹyìn.
If we do not stop these operations.
Bó o bá dá àwọn ìnilára wọ̀nyí dúró.
They will stop you.
Àwọn ni yóò dá ọ dúró.
The Bible tells us.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni wí fún wa.
In Isaiah chapter 54.
Inú ìwé Isaiah orí kẹrìnléní àádọ́ta.
54.
Ìwé Isaiah orí kẹrìnléláàádọ́ta.
Verse 14.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
He said, "In righteousness shall that be established."
Nínú ìrúgbó ni a fi ìdí rẹ múlẹ̀.
"And thou shalt be far from oppression."
Ìwọ ó jìnà sí ìnira.
"For thou shalt not fear."
Nítorí ìwọ kì yóò bẹ̀rù.
"And from terror."
Àti sí ìfòyà.
"For it shall not come near thee."
Nítorí kì yóò sún mọ́ ọ.
The greatest battle women fokà to fight today.
Ogun tó ga jùlọ tí obìnrin láti bájà lónìí.
Is the battle against satanic oppression.
Òun ni ogun lòdì sí ìnira látọwọ́ Sátani.
What does it mean to oppress?
Kí ni ìnira látọmọ sí?
So weigh somebody down.
Òun ni láti rin ènìyàn mọ́lẹ̀.
So cruelly exercise power over a person.
Òun ni láti fi ìwà ìkà lo agbára lórí ẹlòmíràn.
Is to put a heavy yoke on a person's neck.
Òun ni láti gbé àjàgà tó wúwo kọ́ ènìyàn lọ́rùn.
A lot of church goers are suffering from one oppression or the other.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn tó ń lọ ilé ìjọsìn ló wà lábẹ́ ìnilára kan tàbí mìíràn.
When the enemy wants to attack a person and puts in so much trouble, it starts with oppression.
Nígbà tí ọ̀tá bá fẹ́ yọ ènìyàn lẹ́nu tó sì fẹ́ dá wàhálà púpọ̀ sílẹ̀, yóò kọ́kọ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìnilára.
Oppression is a forward line in the play team of the enemy.
Ìnilára ni ikọ̀ agbábọ́ọ̀lù ìṣáájú nínú àwọn tó ń gbá bọ́ọ̀lù fọ́ta.
Most cases reporting to the hospitals there are early stages or very late stages of oppression.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ táwọn ènìyàn gbé lọ ilé ìwòsàn ó lè jẹ́ ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀pẹ̀ ìnilára tàbí òpin ìnilára.
And so you have bodily oppression.
Nítorí náà ìnilára nínú àgọ́ ara wà.
Physical oppression.
Ìnilára ní pàtàkì wà.
Mental oppression.
Ìnilára nínú ọpọlọ wà.
Spiritual oppression.
Ìnilára nínú ẹ̀mí wà.
Marital oppression.
Ìnilára nínú ìgbéyàwó wà.
Financial oppression.
Ìnilára nípa ètò ìṣúná wà.
Career oppression.
Ìnilára lẹ́nu iṣẹ́ wà.
Dream oppression.
Ìnira lójú àlá ó wà.
Verbal oppression.
Ìnilára nípa ọ̀rọ̀ ó wà.
Emotional oppression.
Ìnilára nínú èrò ẹni ó wà.
Environmental oppression.
Ìnilára ní agbègbè ó wà.
Witchcraft oppression.
Àti ìnilára àwọn
àjẹ. Which is so rampant in our environment.
Ìyẹn sì wọ́pọ̀ ní àyíká wa báyìí.
We have inherited oppression.
Ìnilára àjogúnbá ìyẹn náà wà.
Unconscious oppression.
Ìnilára tí ènìyàn mọ̀ ó wà.
Hidden oppression.
Ìnilára tó farasí.
You have oppression by unfriendly friends.
Ìnilára látọ̀dọ̀ àwọn ọ̀tá tó fojújọ rẹ.
Unfortunately, you have what to call envious oppression.
Ó tún ṣe ní láàánú pé ìnilára látọwọ́ àwọn tó ń jowú ó tún wà.
You have not done anything wrong.
Kò ṣe nǹkan tó lòdì.
The enemy is just envious of your life.
Ọ̀tá kan ń ṣe lára ayé rẹ.
And is fighting you.
Ó sì ń ba ọjà.
I pray that every envious witchcraft.
Mo gbàdúrà pé gbogbo àjẹ onílara.
It is troubling anybody here today.
Nígbà pé ẹnikẹ́ni tó wà
ṣàbẹ̀wò. Bẹ́rù náà láti ní ọmọ ìjọba. Jésù
ló ń lọ lórúkọ
ìṣẹ́bù. Bẹ́rù náà láti ṣe bẹ́rù náà láti ṣe yóò bí ṣẹ́bù. Bẹ́rù náà láti ṣe yóò bí ṣẹ́bù. Bẹ́rù náà láti ṣe yóò bí
ṣẹ́bù. Jésù.
You have inherited oppression.
Ìnilára àjogúnbá.
Other people are suffering oppression which they did not start.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ni ìnilára tí wọ́n ń là kọjá báyìí kì í ṣe àwọn olóbẹ̀rẹ̀ rẹ̀.
And they could not understand what has happened.
Kò sì yé wọn ohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀.
We were in one of our churches.
A wà nínú ọ̀kan àwọn ẹ̀ka wa.
Abroad.
Lókè òkun.
And this white woman brought in her husband, a white man.
Obìnrin aláwọ̀ funfun yóò sì mú ọkọ rẹ̀ tó jẹ́ òyìnbó bíi tirẹ̀ dání.
And she said, "Man of God."
Ògbó òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
"I brought my husband so that we can pray for him just in case something can happen."
Mo mú ọkọ mi wá kẹ́ gbàdúrà fún bóyá kankan ṣáà lè ṣẹlẹ̀.
So what's the matter?
Ọ̀rọ̀ ni kí lóhun tó dé o.
So his great great grandfather.
Ó ní bàbá tó bí bàbá bàbá rẹ̀.
Committed suicide.
Ó gbẹ̀mí ara rẹ̀ ni.
His great grandfather.
Bàbá bàbá rẹ̀.
Committed suicide.
Ó gbẹ̀mí ara rẹ̀.
His grandfather.
Bàbá
committed suicide.
Baba, ye no gbe mi ara
re. His father,
baba ti e
committed suicide.
O gbe mi ara re.
So he now wants to commit suicide.
Nitori na ohun na o fe para re bayi.
That's what brought him here.
Idi ni yen ti mo fi mu wa.
In fact, in our house now, we can't find spoon, we can't find fork, we can't find knife because he wants to kill himself.
Koda ile wa baya o le ri ji bi e le ro be nitori ati pa le gbogbo re mo ko ma ba fi para re.
So prayers,
e gbadura.
I turned to the white man.
I
said, do you know Jesus Christ? Have you accepted him as a Lord and Savior? He looked at me and said, is he a politician? I said, no. He's not a politician, he's a Savior. So we explain to him, led him through salvation. So
say,
sit down there. Start praying. Every inherited oppression, I bury you today. And some other person that started praying. Was praying. When they brought this man in, the face was wrinkled together. It was looking so cloudy and so sad. After praying for a few minutes, he just found this smile on his face. I didn't even know that the man was so handsome. He just took another level. Smile. Then I went to Mr. Man. What happened? He said, that man you called Jesus, he came here while I was praying. And he opened my head. The way you open a can of tomatoes or a can of sardine. And he put his hand inside my head like this. And brought out a hanging rope and close my head back. Yes, from then I didn't feel like dying anymore. Who would have known that as the babies in that family were being born in the hospital, a hanging rope is deposited into their head? That's why I'm told that every inherited oppression, in the name of Jesus. Oppression is a terrible satanic spirit.
Mr.
Don, I've worked here on the life of man. All the sleep disturbances, inability to sleep, refusal to forgive yourself, things tearing down the body, tearing down the mind, on the eating in the dream,
attachment
by evil spirits, unexplainable hatred, evil gathering your dream, sex in the dream, swimming in my own waters, unexplainable loss of money, bed wetting at the wrong age, going backward and forward, unexplainable poverty, objects moving about in the body, strange gynecological problems, being pressed down in the sleep,
and
unexplainable fear, constant sicknesses, hearing strange voices, stagnancies, accidents, unexplainable financial embarrassments,
evil
family pattern, stress, false and wrong accusations, struggling hard and hard to achieve a little success. They are all symptoms of oppression. Because people sometimes don't know the solutions to these matters. They go to all kinds of places and compound the problems. When the enemy puts a problem on you and you go back to the enemy to remove it, they can take away tuberculosis. They put in HIV. They can take away joblessness. Then they put in strange woman into your mind. They do a primitive trade by
butter.
When you find that all your efforts don't give success, the husband you married many years ago and matches now does not like to see you again, that is a problem. These are symptoms of oppression. A woman traveled abroad to go to a fertility clinic because she wanted a baby. Seven women went for the treatment. This professor who had been practicing medicine for over 40 years was the one giving the injection.
Professor
gave to the first woman, second woman,
sixth woman.
This was number 7. When she got in, the doctor tried to apply the injection. Something slapped the medicine from the hand of the doctor. It broke on the floor. That was the last bottle that
day.
So she had to come back. The doctor was surprised. He said, this has not happened to me since I've been practicing medicine. The next time she went for the same treatment, as this old professor took the injection bottle again to give her the medicine. All of a sudden, paralysis came to his hand and to his leg. He now fell down. When I'm a pressed person, goes for help, the helpers may also be in trouble. If you are here today, and you have tried all kinds of prayers, you have spoken the words of God, to appear as if the enemy just wants to give you a hard fight, then what you need is a deliverance. Perhaps you have been taught in your church that once you are born again, all your problems disappear. And that once you are born again, you don't need a deliverance. God have mercy on you. It's like you are owing a landlord before you got born again. And now that you are born again, you now went back to the landlord. I said, oh, God, Lord, I just want you to know that whosoever is in Christ has become a new creature. Therefore, all things, all those money I was doing is passing away. All things has not become new. No, it doesn't work like that. A person is a celebrated joker. If you imagine that you are automatically cleansed from past satanic association, or somehow you have become immune to the consequences of your past terrible actions, salvation does not exempt anyone from the battle of life, but it equips you to win it. Being born again is not the solution.
It
gives you solution to the problem. That's why the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Ìdí ti Bíbélì fi wípé àwọn ènìyàn mi ń ṣègbé nítorí wọn kò ní ìmọ̀.
How do we deal with oppression?
Báwo la ṣe wá dojúkọ ìnilára?
One, you need to surrender your life to Jesus.
Ìkíní, o ní láti fi ayé rẹ fún Jésù.
Two,
ìkejì,
you need to agree that there is a problem.
O ní láti gbà pé ìṣòro kan wà.
And that it needs to be addressed.
Tó nílò àbójútó.
Three, you need to wage war against the oppressive spirits.
Ìkẹta, o nílò láti gbógun ti àwọn ẹ̀mí aninilára.
And four, you need to barricade your life against the spirits.
Ìkẹrin, o ní láti mọ odi yí ayé rẹ ká lòdì sí àwọn ẹ̀mí náà.
And when you talk about war,
nígbà tá a bá sì ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ogun,
war is violence.
Ogun, o jẹ́ ohun ipá.
War is expensive.
Ogun, o ń náni lówó.
War will require your effort, your concentration.
Ogun yóò nílò ìyànjú rẹ, yóò sì nílò ìfọkànsí.
It is a tragedy when you are in a battle and you don't even realize you are in a battle.
Ìjàmbá gbà ló jẹ́ ń gbà téèyàn bá ń bẹ lójú ogun tí ó sì mọ̀ pé ojú ogun ló ń wà.
The enemy will waste the person quite easily.
Ọ̀tá yóò fi ọwọ́ ìrọ̀rùn fi onítọ̀hún ṣòfò.
And these days the enemy is wasting so many people.
Lóde òní, ọ̀tá sì ń fi ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ṣòfò.
Wasting plenty of women.
Ó ń fi ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ obìnrin ṣòfò.
And that's why we gather there
today. Ìdí nìyẹn tá a fi péjọ síbí yìí lónìí.
We have prayers to pray.
A ní àdúrà láti gbà.
And we have only a short time to stay here now.
A ò sì ní àkókò tó gùn láti lò bí mọ́.
Let me share this with you before I go on.
Kí n tó tẹ̀síwájú ẹjẹ́ ń bá yín sọ ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
There was a family.
Ìdílé kan wà.
5 women in the family.
Wọ́n ní ọmọbìnrin márùn-ún bẹ̀.
One by one, they were losing their marriages.
Lọ́kọ̀ọ̀kan ìgbéyàwó wọn sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí forí ṣánpọ́n.
And they were going back to their father's house.
Wọ́n á ń padà lọ ilé bàbá wọn.
And they had a strange father.
Bàbá wọn wá jẹ́ ní àyèjì.
Who had rooms for them at the boys' quarters.
Tó ti kọ́ yàrá sílẹ̀ fún wọn lẹ́ǹkulé.
So when they came back, they said, "Are you back?"
Wọ́n bá ti padà dé. A ní ìwọ náà tún ti padà dé.
Go back to your room.
Yàrá rẹ wà nbẹ yẹn.
And all 5 women were back in their father's house.
Àwọn obìnrin márùn-ún wọ́n sì padà, wọ́n di ilé mọ̀ṣú.
The last one, number 5, lost her marriage.
Ìkarùn-ún, ètò kẹ́yìn inú wọn, ìgbéyàwó yẹn náà tún dàrú.
The youngest.
Ètò kéré jùlọ nínú
wọn. But she said she was not going to agree with
them. Wọ́n ní wọn ò ní gbà fọ́ta.
She came to a meeting like this.
Ó wá sí irú ìpàdé yìí.
And she heard.
Ó sì gbọ́.
Right from the days of John the Baptist.
Ìlà ti gba Jọ̀hánù onítẹ̀bọ.
Until now.
It's over this.
The kingdom of heaven suffered violence.
Ó ti di ìfi agbára rọ̀.
And the violent take it by force.
Àwọn alágbára sì ń fi pá gbà.
So when she was leaving the meeting.
Nígbà tó ń kúrò níbi ìpàdé náà.
She bought that book, Pray Your Way to Breakthrough.
Ó ra ìwé tá a pè ní Gbàdúrà Wọnú Àlàjá.
She read it.
Ó sì kà.
Pray from 12 to 1. Pray from
1 to 2
also.
Láti aago kan sí méjì àti gbogbo orú ọ̀rọ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀.
So she took the book home.
Ó wá mú ìwé náà délé.
In that house, their grandmother lived there.
Inú ilé kan náà ni ìyá bàbá wọn ń bá wọn gbé.
The paternal grandmother lived there.
Ìyá bàbá wọn inú ilé kan náà ni wọ́n jọ ń gbé.
So she started this prayer.
Ó wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ àdúrà yìí.
12 o'clock.
Lago méjìlá.
She didn't know which to pray.
Kò mọ orí ètò ìbágbà.
So she just started from page 1.
Ó bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti ojú ewé kíní.
I was praying everything.
Ó bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gba onírúurú àdúrà.
The one for student success.
Àdúrà
ṣe yọrí ọmọdé. The one for pregnant women.
Àdúrà aláboyún.
The one for. I just pray anything.
Ó kàn gba gbogbo rẹ̀ wọ ni.
She prayed till 1.
Ó gbàdúrà dé aago kan.
By the time she woke up in the morning.
Nígbà tó fi máa jí lówùúrọ̀.
She met grandmother at the door.
Ó bá ìyá bàbá wọn lẹ́nu lẹ̀kùn.
Grandmother said, "Ah."
Ìyá bàbá wọn bá wípé.
Tó yọ sí. What kind of prayer did you pray last night?
Irú àdúrà wo ló ń gbà lánàá yẹn?
Please.
Yọ.
Don't pray that prayer again.
Má gba irú àdúrà yẹn mọ.
Go back to the former prayer you were praying.
Padà sí irú àdúrà tó máa ń gbà tẹ́lẹ̀.
What prayer?
Irú àdúrà wo nìyẹn?
Heavenly Father.
Bàbá wa ọ̀run.
Into whom all desires are known.
Ẹni tí gbogbo ẹ̀dùn ọkàn jẹ́ mímọ̀.
Blessed be the grant that thy servant shall be delivered from the problems of the night.
Ìyànú gba ìránṣẹ́ rẹ kúrò lọ́wọ́ àwọn ìṣòro.
The name of the Father.
Ní orúkọ Bàbá.
The name of the Son.
Ní orúkọ Ọmọ.
The name of the Holy Spirit.
Ní orúkọ Ẹ̀mí Mímọ́.
Amen.
Àmì.
Those prayers are good.
Àwọn àdúrà yẹn dà.
In 1930.
Lọ́dún 1930.
Not now.
Ìṣe ní sìn yín mọ́.
The enemy has changed his gear to number 5.
Ọ̀tá ti sún eré sísá rẹ̀ sí ìpele tó yá jùlọ.
So when grandma said Toyosi should not pray the prayers.
Nígbà tí ìyá bàbá wọn ní kí Toyosi má gba àdúrà yẹn mọ́.
Toyosi said, "I see."
Toyosi bá wípé abájọ.
Second day.
Ọjọ́ kejì.
She did a 12 to 3.
Ó bá gba àdúrà láti aago méjìlá sí aago mẹ́ta.
Again from page 1 she started praying.
Látọjú ewé kíní ó tún bẹ̀rẹ̀ àdúrà.
By the morning grandma was by the door again.
Say to yourself.
The prayer I asked you not to pray yesterday is what you prayed again. Say to yourself. If you continue praying like this, you will kill somebody. Chelsea said, I see. By the next day, she did 12 to 6. She now prayed almost throughout the whole book. Beloved, by the next morning, grandmother was dead. And when they were looking through her things, they found a padlock. The body of that padlock looked like the body of a newly born rat. Because I saw it. The padlock was cut open. Inside that padlock was a piece of paper containing the names of all these 5 ladies with a cotton wool of blood. That is, as far as they were doing their menstruation, they will not stay in their husband's
house.
That padlock was anointed. Set ablaze. By the evening of that day, the husband of the most senior one had come to beg. And by the end of the week, 5 were back in their husband's house. I pray that today, every witchcraft padlock, I sign against any life here, shall be broken, in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet now. And all eyes closed. And listen very carefully. Within a few minutes from now, this service will close. But within those few minutes, some miracles are going to happen here that will shock your friends and surprise your enemies. There are prayers I want you to pray. We have few minutes to pray them. Those few minutes are enough for what the Lord will do in your life. But I want to beg you, if you pray these prayers and your voice disappears and oppression dies, you have made a good bargain. Today is not a day to behave like a gentlewoman. We are not fighting a gentle enemy. The violent ticketed by force. As we pray this first prayer now, if you're a woman here and your children die at stillbirth or short period after birth, or you suffer from strange miscarriage and you want that problem buried now, as we pray this first prayer, find a way to this altar and be on your knees. Take your time, just find a way to this altar if you are in that category. When you get there on your knees, lay your hands on your womb area. Please, beloved, there are thousands of testimonies attached to every prayer I want you to pray here. Mothers, here you can stand in gap for your daughters. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. All graves back for me.
answer ti won wa fun mi.
Please pray this well, beloved.
I jowo gbele dada.
Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? That's right. I have a message for one woman. The Lord said your reproach will soon become your testimony. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Say this again loud and clear.
Every power.
Somebody is having a divine surgery.
And you can't go ishi abe atokero.
Yes.
Then
you water spirits.
Where me me
that have caged this woman.
To hide
me. Every word of the Lord. This woman is a child of the kingdom.
The rejoice, rejoice.
You have no right to torment her life.
No, let her.
Let her lose your hold. Lose your hold. Lose your hold. Let her go now. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
This is a command and a powerful proclamation and a powerful prayer.
Ijewo ati adura to lagbara ni.
Sisters at the front.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Sisters at the front. Just stretch your right hand towards this altar.
And no word to you, see what you can be.
Stretch your right hand towards this altar.
And no word to you, see what you can be.
Father,
Baba,
all the hands that are stretched forth now,
what you want now, see what you buy.
Let the power to kill oppression. Power to kill affliction. Let that power come upon these hands. As you lay these hands on your body, that is the death of every oppression. Every power that has been stealing from you, the
moment
you lay your hands on the womb down on your body,
the
shall be disgraced. The shall be disgraced. The shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. And by the men's women's deliverance meeting,
you are
going to be here with your mighty testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Lay that hand on your womb area now. And the other hand on your breast. And keep them there. That's right.
Amen.
Something is happening over there.
Oh, Christ, alone.
You want the plantation of the spirit husband? And as I prepare the room, hear the word of the Lord. Come out now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Make your vow before the Lord now. Make your vow before the Lord. And go back to your seat now. The hand of God has touched you. Something is happening over there. That's right. You can go back to your seat now. The hand of God has touched you today. And we are waiting for your testimonies here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shout this loud and clear. Oppression of my fathers. Oh yes. That person that has been suffering from sleeplessness. The sleeplessness power has been broken to pieces. 12 sisters, sir. Your husband walked out of the house. But by the time you get back from this program, he shall be there waiting for you. That's right. As many people as are here now, I have been aroused by the spirit of death. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And that yoke of the spirit of death is broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. Those who are here today, and your dream life is a battlefield. And you have come out with a very bad medical report. I want to congratulate you. The hand of God has touched you now. Let that be silence now. As many people as are here, and they have given a medical prophecy to your husband that he has no sperm count. As a result, as your presence here today, that evil prophecy has been cancelled. Thank you, Jesus. I see the evil hands laid upon many children being removed. So, gates of death, reject me. Can you shout that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord God, Jesus. agbadura.
Now if you have any sickness on any part of your body,
bi ilera ba nbe ni bi kankan lagbara
re, this is the time to lay your hands upon the place.
Agogo re lati gbe owo lebe,
and you cry this loud and clear.
O wa ki gbe Olorun Lohun rara.
Even if you don't have any sickness on your body, lay your hands on your chest.
Guys, agogo ba te wa si lagbara re, gbe owo le aya re.
Prevention is better than cure, they say.
Oni ki o ki nkan ma se ni o da.
Lay your hands upon the place. Father, we thank you.
Baba dupe lowo yin.
Your word says by your stripes we are healed.
Oro yin wi pe nipa ina yin la mo wa la.
You yourself bore our infirmities.
Eyin ti kara yin ru ailera wa.
Took care of our sicknesses.
Ati gbe awon aisan wa lo.
The chastisement of our peace is upon you.
Ina alaafia wa nbe lara yin.
And by your stripes we are healed.
Nipa ina yin la fi mu wa la.
Every infirmity in the air.
Gbogbo ailera ninu.
On the air.
Ninu eti. Ni iru.
The one in the head.
Eto nbe ni nori.
The one in the eyes.
Eto nbe ni oju.
The one in the neck.
Eto nbe ni orun.
The one in the throat.
Eto nbe ni ofun.
The one planted by witchcraft powers.
Eto agbara jegun sibe.
In the heart.
Ninu ofun.
The lumps in the breast.
Awon koko ninu omu.
This problem with the digestion.
Awon isoro aile lo onje.
The fibroid in the womb.
Iju ninu ile omo.
The plantation of darkness in any part of the body.
Irugbe okoko ne aya yowu.
The word of the Lord.
Egbo oro Oluwa.
It is written that every tree that the Father does not plant.
The power of gbogbo igi ti baba ko gbin.
Shall be eaten up.
How far to
and thrown into the fire.
As a word so say no.
You the tree of infirmity.
Iwa irugbe iwa igi aile.
You are planted now in the name of Jesus.
Right, Lord, by Jesus.
Receive your healing now. 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 In the name of Jesus. You will stand in the kidney.
Iwo okuta ninu edo foro.
Vanish now.
Rabai.
You the problem with the liver.
Iwo isoro ninu edo.
Vanish now.
Rabai.
Anyone in this meeting now
and the to one
that is suffering from witchcraft sponsored infirmity.
Receive
your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance. 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 In the name of Jesus. Begin to check your body now. Those things you are not able to do before. Begin to do so. If you are a wheelchair, arise and begin to walk. If you are paralyzed, let strength enter into your legs. Can
I
see, begin to see. If you cannot hear, begin to hear. Let every swelling begin to vanish. Check your body now. The menstruation manipulated by the enemy.
In God should have thought and say that with
the power of God fall upon you now.
And Lord, open your eyes
and receive your healing immediately.
That's
right. Is that happening?
Unshele.
Oh yes.
Ben.
Aha. Aha.
Ben.
Anyone here?
Any can you
who has been eaten by eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood?
Repossess
your body back. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. check yourself up, check it up.
Yeah, that would
do. Do what I'm not able to do.
Oh,
to
check
it up very well.
Yeah, would that.
Thank you, Jesus. Shout three Jericho destroying, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jericho.
Amen. Keep your eyes closed. Please listen to me carefully. Before we go from here, there are seven sealing prayers we have to pray.
We
are going to pray in a few minutes now. Please, I beg you, don't rush away, don't go until those seven prayers have been
said.
Especially if you want prosperity. I want to defeat poverty forever. Especially if you are not happy the way the enemy is dealing with your husband. Especially if you feel there's a stumbling block towards your getting married. Don't go without receiving those sealing prayers, which we're going to say in a few minutes from now. First prayer I want you to pray among these seven will release seven things immediately. Number one, if you are here and your children have been initiated into witchcraft, doesn't matter whether those children are here or not, the hand of God will touch them wherever they are. And to pray this first prayer too, those praying for foreign benefits,
they
shall flow to their camp. As you pray this first prayer too, all buried virtues, virtues that have been buried,
they
will come alive. As you pray this first prayer, students who are here who are suffering from academic burial, the Almighty will upgrade their brain. As you pray this prayer too, the yoke of joblessness shall be broken. As you pray this prayer too, the stubborn household witchcraft that does not want to let you go shall release you by fire and by force. As you pray this prayer too, problems that are secular in nature will be broken to pieces. And then as you pray this prayer, there will be business explosion. Go ahead, you will not survive your boasting. Yes.
Ben.
Number two now.
Okay.
Making God in my life. The power that is making God. Yes.
Ben.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Number
There are 20 persons here.
You're
suffering from constant witchcraft attacks.
But
right where you are, the power of God is coming upon you now. And the yoke of the attacks is breaking completely. That's number one.
And the
number two.
And the
number three.
And the
four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. That's number 20.
Ogo.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sister.
Alabere.
Presently, it will appear as if all roads are blocked. Within the next 48 hours, all the roads shall be opened. Thank you, Jesus. Say, so my destiny! That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. The devil buried Samson.
Samson is saying,
say this loud and clear. The devil will not bury me. Can you shout it louder than anyone around you?
If you are alone,
in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare. That's right. The devil will not bury me.
In the name
of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm making outstanding breakthroughs
here.
That lady, you've had no man coming to propose marriage to you. Now get ready to start another kind of prayer. To try and pick out who is who now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That mark of hatred has been completely taken out. Say this loud and clear.
And we by Lord,
let's see.
Oh, Google Pad,
use your
pad.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Command the rest to use his pad.
Oh, Google Pad,
use your pad. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Something interesting is happening. The yoke
Ajaga
of insanity
Tisimwe
has just been broken completely. That object moving about in the body, which is a serpent, has been taken out now. In the name of Jesus, the power is working against my prayers. Come on, to that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus name we pray.
Name of Jesus. La gbadura.
Two more prayers.
O gbadura meji.
Every problem.
Gbogbo isoro
in my life.
Ninu aye mi.
From my parents' blood.
To wa lati inu eja awon obi mi.
Can I hear you shouting this loud?
Jesus.
That's right. to Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Well,
is a man called from Message. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch forward your two hands now. Right there where you are. Make your request before the Lord. Something you want to come and testify here at the next woman's deliverance. Masekaponda kaya boshanda, ribosende kaya boshenda, mana ribosofonde kaya boshenda, daribopopola kaya boshende rabakanta rabosanda. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
One more additional prayer. And it's in a song. Just sing it 3 hot times. 3 hot times. It says, every disaster program for me and my family backfire. Every disaster program for me and my family backfire. Every disaster program for me and my family backfire. In Jesus' name,
backfire.
In Jesus' name,
backfire.
Every disaster program for me and my family backfire.
Program for me and my family backfire. Backfire.
Jesus' name,
by fire,
in Jesus' name,
by fire.
Father, we thank you.
Baba, dupe lowo yin.
It is written that your people shall have the hills dress up their heads.
You are coming here. And the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.